Initiative 97 proposes 2,500-foot setbacks from homes, schools, playgrounds, water sources, open spaces, basically Colorado's most vulnerable and important areas for both people and for the environment and our natural resources.
Current setbacks being 1,000 feet right now?
So actually from homes, the current setbacks are 500 feet. And from schools, 1,000 feet from the building. And oftentimes the regulatory agencies will give waivers that allow those setbacks to be even less than that, just a couple hundred feet.
And that's very important when it comes to schools, because you could have playgrounds that are right up against some of these operations. We've seen this in Greeley and in other parts of the state, because it's not considered a building per se, but you could have sports fields and playgrounds where children are spending a lot of time significantly closer to these oil and gas operations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's happening right now at an elementary school called Bella Romero, where they're putting a massive fracking pad right next to the schoolyard, right next to the school. And of course, it's going to impact those kids' health.
Yeah, and that school is in Greeley. And I know that this effort is a statewide initiative that you're hoping to have on the November ballot. It is a statutory initiative, so it wouldn't be a constitutional amendment. That is significant because of the requirements that are now in place to get a constitutional amendment as a result of Raise the Bar and that specific amendment. But what are you facing right now in terms of upcoming deadlines and what you need to do to get this on the ballot in November?
Yeah, so right now we have less than a month to qualify this. So the deadline for handing in all of the signatures, the required signatures are 99,000 signatures, plus you need a buffer for any signatures that the Secretary of State basically throws away because they find them to be illegible or the address not matching, things like that. But that deadline for handing in all of those signatures is August 6th, so less than a month out. Right now we are on target for making it, but we're going to need a major push this last month.
In the past few weeks, there were reports coming out that your campaign said that the folks that you had who were gathering signatures in different parts of the state, they were being harassed. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, it's becoming worse and worse every day, actually. So the oil and gas industry has already put in $8.4 million into a war chest to fight this ballot initiative. One of the ways that they're spending that money is in what's called a decline to sign campaign. And they literally hire guys whose job is to come out and intimidate and harass our signature gatherers, which is, it's pretty crazy. I mean, they literally will have three guys last week following around a grandmother who's a volunteer for us and just harassing her, standing between her and the people that she's trying to speak with, following her and just making it really difficult for her to do her work.
We've seen these campaigns in previous years. The efforts to even stop something getting on the ballot, never mind the effort that is brought out by the oil and gas industry when something ultimately ends on the ballot, but to even stop that petition gathering phase and to interrupt that. I mean, how is that impacting the campaign?
So, you know, we've worked around it and we're working around it. But, you know, the way that it's impacting us is that they slow us down. I mean, when you have three guys literally screaming over you and standing between you and people that you're trying to talk to, it decreases the amount of signatures that you can collect per hour. So it slows us down and it really increases our costs. And so now we're having to do another big fundraising pitch because all of our costs have gone up as a result of this decline to sign campaign.
Well, what reaction are you getting from people around the state? Aside from what's happening with the petition signature gatherers, but there's just this effort to significantly increase setbacks. What are you hearing from people?
We have overwhelming support from the people of Colorado, which is really one of the things that keeps us motivated, is that we know that across the board that overwhelmingly Coloradans support this. I mean, we've run polling and we know that 69% of Coloradans want to vote for this in November. And that really keeps us going.
Now, this isn't a ban. There's no language about banning fracking at all. But because of the increased setbacks, it really would eliminate in many parts of the populated Front Range fracking as an activity. Is that Is that a fair summation?
I mean, we're going to limit fracking in the areas that are precious and important for thousands of years to come, because what we know is that the short-term economic gains, they're very short term and they benefit very few people. Whereas, you know, our communities and our natural resources are things that we're going to need for many generations to come. And so the purpose of this initiative is not to ban fracking, but to protect what makes Colorado so special.
Well, as you said, because of what's happening with the petition gatherers and the harassment that you're facing, that significantly increased costs. But you have quite an innovative fundraising thing going on right now, and it ties in with a lot of the weather that we've seen recently, particularly the hail damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, as a grassroots movement, we have to get really creative about fundraising. And so one of the things that we're doing right now is that we've actually partnered with an A-plus rated roofing company that fixes the hail damage that we saw all across Colorado. And basically, folks can sign up to get their roof fixed through Colorado Rising. And if they do that, then a commission comes to the campaign rather than going to, for example, a salesperson. And so people can sign up for that just by going to our website and going to the Unite at corising.org and saying, hey, my roof has some damage, come check it out.
If you get the number of signatures to be on the ballot, August 6th is the deadline to turn them in. What are some of the next steps then moving forward?
Then our job is to educate Coloradans about the importance of this measure, how it impacts them, you know, how it will provide protections for every community throughout the state. And, you know, we're going to be going up against massive spending. We know that. We expect that. And so really our job is to get our communities out there talking to one another, educating one another, because what we know from running past campaigns in local communities is that there's nothing more powerful than word of mouth education. And right now we have over 450 volunteers throughout the state. And so, you know, it's really important that we mobilize. And then, of course, we will need to continue fundraising in order to buy some advertising so that we can educate people through the airwaves.
And we have seen this played out. We're seeing it playing out right now with the money that's being spent to even stop you getting this on the ballot. But anytime there is any type of an initiative around oil and gas, we see the oil and gas industry come out with a massive, massive funding campaign to defeat it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already aware of that, obviously. You're living through it right now. And so how can you mobilize a grassroots or movement mm-hmm. to really counteract that?
Well, we've been building this movement for many years now. And so, you know, this campaign is the culmination of a movement. We don't need to build the movement now. We're basically, we are the movement. And so, you know, our job is just to give people avenues through which to do this, hosting house parties, giving them literature to share in their neighborhoods, working with the over 80 organizations that have endorsed us in Colorado, and letting them spread this information to their members. You know, and then, of course, buying as much advertising as we can on our small grassroots budget.
This November is a big election year for the state of Colorado. We've got the gubernatorial race, the attorney general race, a lot of statewide races, and oil and gas will really be central to that. I mean, do you have any candidates so far who will be in the November ballot coming out with positions on your initiative?
You know, it's unknown to me at this point. I'm very curious to see how that's all going to shake out. But, you know, one thing that seems very clear to me is that, you know, this ballot, I think, is going to benefit some of these progressive candidates because we're going to bring out a portion of the vote of the people that might not be voting for candidates because they care so much about this issue. And so, you know, when there's a higher turnout, oftentimes progressive candidates benefit from that higher turnout. And so, you know, it makes sense that they should get on board and take a stand on this, and we'll be asking those questions.